A Surrey provincial court judge's decision to convict a Surrey man in a sexual assault case despite his wife testifying in his defence has been upheld by the BC Court of Appeal. Fadrick Kwikwi challenged his sexual assault conviction, claiming the judge erred by rejecting alibi evidence Kwikwi's wife gave, solely based on his acceptance of the complainant's conflicting evidence, thereby preferring one narrative over another, Justice Barbara Fisher noted in her July 11 reasons for judgment. The six-day trial was heard in 2022 and 2023 with the sole issue being consent. The complainant and the appellant gave conflicting accounts of the events and credibility was very much an issue, Fisher noted. In her view, the trial judge made no reviewable error in his assessment of the evidence and in his findings of fact and credibility. Justices Gail Dixon and Jeffrey Gomery concurred. There is a publication ban on any information that could identify the victim. Kwikwi denied her account, claiming the sex was consensual. Kwikwi told the court he was separated from his wife at the time but they were still living together, and that he told her about the allegations after police came to his house. The appellant's position at trial was that the complainant's evidence was not sufficiently reliable to ground a conviction. He pointed to numerous inconsistencies in her evidence, which the trial judge outlined in some detail, Fisher noted. Kwikwi submitted the woman had a motive to lie, to salvage her relationship with another man. While his account was detailed, reliable and largely corroborated by his wife and sufficient to raise a reasonable doubt. But the trial judge found the victim's account was credible and reliable. I do not believe the evidence of the accused or that of his wife, Ms. Kwikwi, and it does not raise a reasonable doubt, the Surrey judge concluded. Considering the evidence that I do accept, I am satisfied that the Crown has proved beyond a reasonable doubt that the complainant did not consent to any sexual contact with the accused on May 22, 2019, and was sexually assaulted by the accused in the manner described by the complainant, including forced sexual intercourse. Fisher said she was satisfied the Surrey judge made no reversible legal error as alleged by the appellant, and he has pointed to no palpable and overriding error in the judge's treatment of the evidence and findings of fact that could justify appellate intervention. I would therefore dismiss the appeal.